Rebecca, good afternoon. You wanted to talk about something considerably more serious, I believe.
Yes. Hi, John. I'm phoning because I'm concerned about the way that schools are addressing racism and sexism and sexual harassment at schools. I've got three daughters at school. They're at Model C schools or former Model C schools. And the one is a foster child, and she's experienced racism at school from teachers. And the school did address it with the relevant teachers, but we asked them to bring in some race experts to sort of do like workshops and things with the teachers and with the pupils, so that it doesn't, that it's not dealt with just in an individual way, but in a sort of systemic way. And then one of my other daughters, she's in grade 5 at the moment. Last year.
So that's what, 12 years old, 12 or 13?
11.
11, 11 going on 12, okay.
So last year, a boy in her class threatened to rape her friend. And it was raised with the teachers.
He used those words, I'm going to rape you.
He said, I'm going to rape you. And the boy got detention, but the girls didn't get any feedback on the thing. And they all still scared of this boy, and he's still in their class. And then my other daughter, the third daughter in grade 8, was cornered by a group of boys earlier this year. And she only told me about this because of the Me Too campaign. They asked her to give them blowjobs. And when she responded that they were being gross and disrespectful, they told her she was really pretty, and they wanted to talk to her, but they didn't know what else to say.
I beg your pardon? Your opening gambit in somebody of the, well, it doesn't matter whether it's the opposite sex or the same sex, but your opening gambit in trying to chat up somebody you're attracted to is, will you give me a blowjob? I mean,
yes.
Wow.
And teenagers, we're talking 14-year-olds here. So at the time that it happened, my daughter didn't tell me about it, but she raised it with a teacher, and the teacher said there wasn't anything she could do if they didn't know the boy's name, if she didn't know the boy's name. But anyway, my daughter's the third one, has decided not to pursue this on an individual level. She's kind of a shy child, and she said it's not a big deal, it's normal. So these things seem to be going on all the time. And I think...
Are the three children at different schools, Rebecca?
Yes, the youngest one is at primary school.
Okay, but it's the primary school is the feeder school for the secondary school at which the older daughters are.
That's right, and the older two are in high school. So, you know, the teachers will address these on an individual basis. They'll call the one child out. But my foster child, who's experiencing racism, she's actually stopped reporting it because it's happening so frequently that she's just tired of reporting it all the time. And the school just doesn't seem to address it in a systemic way. I spoke to the school and asked them to address it in a systemic way, and then they just stopped answering emails and not coming back to me.
What do you mean? Did you explain what you mean by addressing it in a systemic way?
Well, there's facilitators who specifically facilitate programs around this to sort of conscientize people. So that's what I would expect. And then around the gender stuff, I've spoken to and I've referred the school to Rape Crisis, because Rape Crisis actually runs free sort of programs for schools to address these kind of issues. So I just think that in general, and I'm sure it's not just at the schools where my children are at.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, it's very much part of every level of society. So it's not surprising that the incidents that you have described to us are happening on school campuses and happening involving children of such a young age.
Yes.
But given what's happening in broader society, I suppose, you know, we'd be really naive if we didn't acknowledge that this was an almost a ubiquitous reality.
And I mean, that's the thing, it's systemic, and young children is the place to sort of catch them and address these kind of issues. And if you're just giving people a sort of smack over the wrist, you naughty child or whatever, it's not helping. And then also at the high school, they have had the headmaster speak to the whole school in the hall. But it's been like a PowerPoint presentation, lecture kind of thing. And I mean, I can't think of anything that teenage boys are less receptive to than a lecture. You know what I mean? Mm. So it needs to be some kind of program that really engages with them. And I don't know, apparently the education department has regulations about how these things should be dealt with. But I think that it needs to be a more consistent part of the curriculum, and the education departments should be helping the school find such facilitators and facilitating such programs. But I also feel pretty alone in fighting these battles because, well, I'm a bit of an activist, so I will, you know, try and address these issues. But a lot of parents just seem to take a back seat or find it acceptable that it's just addressed on an individual basis. I'm sure there's parents just as worried as me as well. But I would like, I mean, in some ways, I would actually like to get parents involved and, you know, maybe there's even parents out there who can facilitate these kind of things. And I think...
Rebecca, leave your contact details with Elliot on the other side. And if there's...
Okay.
Hope there's somebody's listening who has managed to get a kind of program along the likes, along the lines of what you describe, going at a particular school in which they might be involved as an SGB member or something like that. And then we can put them in touch with you and anybody else who's interested. Perhaps we can begin to form a small community who feel the same way about this, that this is something which needs to be tackled more urgently than perhaps some schools are tackling it. So if you would like to get in touch with Rebecca, either to just express solidarity or to offer advice or anything, then please get a hold of us and we'll put you in touch with Rebecca. That was a really disturbing, on many levels, a very disturbing phone call.